96.7 TSAFM. It's time to talk 4th of July festivities. And in the studio with me right now, I got a couple of special guests. It's Kate O'Connor, and she's on the parade committee. And Carol Lola, she's from the Town Rex and Parks Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Oh, doing great.
Doing great. The weather has broke a little bit, yeah. Which is very nice.
Absolutely. But, you know, it gets a little warmer here and there, and it is New England, so, but it is summer, right?
Right, it is summer.
All right, so we're going to talk 4th of July festivities, so who wants to go first?
I'll kick it off.
All right, Kate's going to kick it off. We got a parade coming up, huh?
That's right. We'll kick off our conversation with what kicks off the 4th of July, which is the parade in downtown Brattleboro. Mm-hmm. It starts at 10 a.m., and it goes from Flat Street all the way up to the Common.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great day. Mm-hmm. I'll do one programming note for everybody out there that Main Street's going to be closed at 9:30. So don't try to drive down Main Street after 9:30 on Friday morning.
Okay. They'll have the roadblocks up.
They'll have the roadblocks. You can't miss them.
Yeah.
You can't
okay.
miss them.
Yep.
But the parade starts at 10 and... it will start, anybody who's gone to the parade before knows how awesome the Elks Club is. They have this humongous flag that starts the parade. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the traditional ending is Alfred Hughes doing his big reveal of his 4th of July outfit. So he'll end the parade. So it should be really fun. And we've got the American Legion Band and the BUHS Band.
Okay.
And lots of community members participating. So it should be really, really fun.
That's great. Where does it start again?
It starts down on Flat Street.
Okay.
So people can, you know, line Main Street all the way up to the Common is where it ends.
Perfect. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, nice parade.
Wonderful parade.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
Yeah, and after the parade, we kind of shift to Living Memorial Park. But prior to that, and prior to the parade, we have two events happening. One starts at 9 o'clock, so anybody that would like to participate in the parade that is not tied to an organization and that would like to ride their bicycle in the parade with the Rec and Park staff, you can come and join us at the Whetstone Pathway at 9 o'clock, and we'll help decorate the bike, and you can be in the parade. Anybody that would like to do it is welcome. We do have a place to, just so we have an idea, on our webpage at brattleboro.gov under special events, where you can just sign up there to, just so we have an idea how many people are coming.
Yeah.
Also, prior to the parade is the road race, the firecracker 4-mile race that starts at Living Memorial Park and ends at the Brattleboro Common, meanders in and around the streets of Brattleboro so that they hit the 4 miles. Registration can take place. You can register ahead of time, or you can register at the park that morning. So lots of things happening early in the morning, as early as 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But following the parade, the activities will move to Living Memorial. The pool will open at 1 o'clock and will be free swim all day.
Nice.
At 2:30 p.m. is the small fry game, which will take place on the lower softball field. Starting at 4 o'clock, we'll have air bounce activities at the far end of the lower parking lot in the senior area. Mm-hmm. We've got about 5 different items, you know, from an 18-foot slide to an obstacle course to air bounce to a baseball hit and dunk tank, all sorts of activities.
Wow, lots of fun.
Lots of fun out there. At 5:45, NECA will be doing a performance on the lower softball field from 6 to 8 p.m. Something new this year, we're going to be having mimes strolling throughout the crowd.
Oh.
And it's called My Mime. So lots of fun. Be keeping an eye for it.
I think it's going to be
a nice new addition. And we're very excited this year about our band that will be playing prior to the fireworks, and that's the Gaslight Tinkers. So everybody's heard of them locally.
Yes, great.
I think it's a great band. Yeah. So we want to, you know, and we're very excited to have them this year.
Right.
And at 9:30 is our fireworks display.
Okay.
So again, good, you know, but people need to make sure that they get to the park ahead of time, make sure they're following all the no parking signs, because the Brattleboro Police Department and the Brattleboro Public Works Department will be putting out signs throughout the Brattleboro, not only for the parade, but also for activities at Living Memorial. So we just ask that people please adhere to those signs, because we want to make sure if emergency vehicles need to get someplace, they're able to do so.
Absolutely.
There will be handicapped parking at the park.
Okay.
You know, we'll have some along the left field baseline on Guilford Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll also be some additional handicapped parking in the music center. So
okay.
In the vicinity, not too far away. And those will be highlighted so people know where they can and cannot park. Other little safety things.
Yeah. You know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know where you're going. I want to talk about dogs.
Yes.
And pets in general.
It's very important.
Very important. Please, you know, let's try to leave them at home.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people at the park. There is noise. So we just encourage people to leave the dogs at home where they're much happier.
Yes.
And they're not hearing the bangs. That also goes to fireworks. I'd like to leave the fireworks to the professionals. There are too many people at the park to be having these little, you know, things going off here and there. We just want to make sure that everybody is safe. So
yeah.
Let's keep that to the professionals. Let them do that.
Absolutely.
I do want to highlight, because the fireworks have to start setting up around noon, there are certain facilities within Living Memorial that will be closing at noon, and that includes the dog park, the Kiwanis shelter, the skate park, and the tennis pickleball courts. Those will all be closing at noon on the 4th of July. So we just want to make sure that people are aware of that. And also at the park, we're very excited this year that we're going to have 8 concessionaires.
Nice.
Everything from fried bread dough to hot dogs to hamburgers to Afghan food to Thai food.
Yeah,
to
I remember that last year. It was great.
Yeah, so a lot of great smells taking place at the park.
Smells and sights and sounds.
Smells,
yeah, there you
right.
go.
You know,
that should be
all, and all the sensories.
Yeah. That's next year's theme.
Yeah, exactly. But we couldn't do this day and make it affordable if it wasn't for all of our sponsors. And we're very much appreciative to all of our sponsors, whether they be local businesses, local organizations, that help make this event affordable for everybody to be able to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kate has a complete list of those who have donated. We will also be walking around prior to the fireworks out on the lower softball field taking donations for next year's fireworks, because that's where we do. We pay for half of the fireworks through donations that we get from local businesses and from those who donate at the park on that day.
That sounds good. Thank you, Carol. You went through a lot. That's great.
Now, Carol's got all the info.
She does, and so do you, Kate.
Yeah, I can talk about who our major sponsors are.
Sure. Get on that mic for me.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
The sponsors... not only help with the fireworks, but they help with the parade too. So we're really
nice.
Appreciative. And our main sponsors are the Brattleboro Elks Club. Not only do they bring their flag, but they actually make a really, really nice
substantial
financial contribution to make that parade and the events possible.
Nice.
Along with CNS, Wholesale Grocers, GS Precision, and then we have Pine Heights, the Richards Group, Brattleboro Hearing Center, Brattleboro Kiwanis Club, Brattleboro Savings and Loan, Costello Valenti and Gentry, Downey Pichek Fitzgerald and Company, Howard Printing, Leader Distribution Systems, Lined Well Drilling, Serve Pro of Windham and Windsor Counties, The Shoe Tree, Trust Company of Vermont, and Vermont Country Deli.
Nice.
So we can't thank them enough, because the 4th of July would not be possible without these local
absolutely community. It's all about community.
It's all about
it
community.
And for special thanks to all of them for just, you know, being able to continue to make sure that these events are free.
Yes.
Is some, you know, we have the air bounce activities there. There's a small fee to use that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But all the other things that we have going on there on the 4th are free because of our local support.
Right.
And I'm sure there are many people that say, what if I miss this? Where do I find the information?
Yeah.
And so we would like to direct people that are looking for a complete listing of what is happening on the 4th of July. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Brattleboro Goes Forth, or you can look at the Town of Brattleboro website, which is www.brattleboro.gov. Click under Rec and Parks. There's a whole section there on 4th of July. You can also check out the Brattleboro Facebook page, Brattleboro Rec and Parks Facebook page. It'll be highlighted there as well. And up until through the 3rd at 5 o'clock, you can call the Recreation and Parks office at 802-254-5808.
Awesome. You can also hear it on our community calendar page. Great. You can hear this interview right here at WTSARadio.com, just like I did last year. Yeah, you can put it right on there, and you can hear this whole interview again as much time as you want to listen to it, all right?
Over and over and over.
Yeah, Tom, don't we have something else to kind of highlight? I think we might.
What?
You know, we want to keep the eyes in the sky at 10:40.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Big
we can't
news.
Forget about the four. There's going to be 4F-35 Lightning II supersonic stealth strike fighter jets to do a flyover at the Brattleboro during the July 4th festivities. Now, the jets are expected to fly in from, like, the north over Main Street about, what, 10:40 a.m.?
10:40, so it'd be
something
right,
like that.
You know, the parade will be...
Right.
So, in case, so it'll be really exciting.
Yeah. So if you're wondering, you know, you're like, what are these planes doing flying over my house? Now you know, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Did you mention the small fry?
I did. The small fry game is at 2:30.
Okay.
And Tom, you're going to be there singing the national anthem, right?
I'm not singing it. Oh, no. I'll play the national anthem, and I will actually announce the kids, too, for you.
So we really appreciate
me and my friend Moxie are going to be there because... We do a lot of podcasts, so we're going to be hanging out there. And she's like the bubble girl.
Oh, great.
And she brings a lot of bubbles to the scene. So,
hey, we can give bubbles away if you want.
There you go. Perfect. That's awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys hanging out. You guys had a lot of great information for the 4th of July. It's all about community and being safe out there for the 4th.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Tom, for allowing us to highlight everything for the day.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right, you guys.
Thank
we'll see you guys on the 4th.
See you on the 4th.
See you there.
Absolutely. All right. There goes Kate and Carol, and you guys can check it out, like I said, on our website at WTSARadio.com.